Libraries around the Roaring Fork Valley have on display this week books like The Kite Runner and The Bluest Eye. These works made the top 10 list in 2014 for the most frequently challenged books. Schools and libraries across the country have received requests to ban them. This week is Banned Books Week. Natalie Crick looks up a book at the Pitkin County Library and then weaves through shelves in the children's section to find it.
Here we go.
And this is the book in question.
She's holding It's Perfectly Normal, a book about changing bodies, growing up, sex, and sexual health. It's another book that made the top 10 list for most challenged.
It's probably because, you know, it's about sexual content and, you know, you may not want this in everybody's hand. I mean, you know, I think it should be a parent's decision.
The top 10 list comes from the Office for Intellectual Freedom, a division of the American Library Association. Since the 1980s, the office has been holding Banned Books Week. This year it kicked off on Sunday. Barbara Jones is director.
We want to create awareness and to encourage advocacy. A lot of people aren't aware that books are still being banned in the 21st century.
Her office takes reports of books banned from public and school libraries.
We get 1 to 2 phone calls per day from librarians who have been asked to remove a book or who are having a problem with a local community group in terms of an individual title. So it's pretty common still.
You know, what are the most common reasons for a book to be banned?
In this country, sex, sex, and sex. The other reason is for young adult literature, the darkness. They'll say that something like The Hunger Games is too dark for young people to read about, that it might cause them to get depressed or to commit suicide.
Back in the Pitkin County Library, Kurt, who preferred not to give his last name, is looking up music materials. He's against censorship.
I mean, you can't introduce certain topics to children until, you know what I mean, you as a parent, I would assume, I'm not one, would deem that appropriate. And certainly you have a right to do that, but to deny others access, I don't think is really the correct avenue to take.
The librarians here agree. Typically, they set up displays showcasing the challenged books during Banned Books Week. This year, they're limited by space, so the top 10 list is on the library's website. Genevieve Smith is a collection librarian.
Librarians have always been advocates for intellectual freedom and free access to information. And, you know, although censorship is going down, you know, in modern America, things aren't censored as nearly as much as they used to be. So this week is also a celebration of that.
The library has a policy that outlines a formal process for challenging a book, but
luckily, and I've talked to people that have been here 30 plus years, we've never had anybody formally challenge a book.
We did have someone challenge a magazine cover.
Martha Durgy of the library says it was a German news source.
The journal was Der Spiegel, and there was nudity on the cover. We had a patron find that very objectionable. I think we left it on the rack and put a piece of paper over the cover.
She's in charge of programming and says next year the library will hold a community conversation around 2 or 3 of the books on the annual list and why they're challenged. If you want to check out a book on this year's list, good luck. Natalie Crick with the library.
People want to know why books were challenged and they want to have their own opinion of a book. So
the other ones are checked out?
They were checked out, yes.
Mm-hmm. Possibly because they saw the list.
Exactly.
And were curious.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You can find the full list of challenged books on our website, aspenpublicradio.org. Marcy Grivenen, Aspen Public Radio News.